addressed his people. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the nation Ukraine is not afraid of anyone or anything. His comments coming after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered forces to maintain peace after recognizing two separatist regions in eastern Ukraine during a speech this afternoon.
At a meeting of his Security Council, Putin blasted the U.S. for ignoring Russia's security concerns over NATO and eastern Europe, and especially in Ukraine. In a televised address to the nation, Putin explained the decision to recognize the independence of two breakaway states in eastern Ukraine. He addressed the Ukrainian people directly.
You want to be decommunized? Well, we're quite fine with that, but don't stop halfway, as they say. We are ready to show you what decommunizing Ukraine really means.
Recognition could mean Putin may send regular Russian forces into eastern Ukraine.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. In response to Putin's actions, President Biden has issued an executive order that he says will deny Russia the chance to profit from its blatant violations of international law. The U.N. Security Council is meeting this hour to discuss the situation in Ukraine. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in line with the U.S.
The U.K. will continue to do everything we can to stand by the people of Ukraine with a very robust package of sanctions.
President Biden has also spoken with the leaders of France and Germany to discuss a coordinated response to Russia's actions. Canadian lawmakers have voted to extend their emergency powers to avoid a possible restart of trucker blockades. Michigan basketball coach Juwan Howard has been suspended for the final five games of the regular season and fined $40,000 for hitting a Wisconsin assistant coach in the head after yesterday's game that triggered a post-game brawl. All three players were also suspended, and Wisconsin's coach was fined $10,000. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New Jersey residents are now being notified if their drinking water could be contaminated by old pipes that have now been proven to be unsafe.
Water utilities around the state have until tomorrow to let customers know if the water they drink is brought through lead pipes. It's expected more than 185,000 residents will learn one way or the other if their water has been exposed. Drinking water contaminated by lead has been linked to brain disorders and learning disabilities in children. Governor Phil Murphy signed notifications into law last year with a requirement to replace lead pipes connecting homes to a water main within 10 years. Maps show eastern New Jersey from outside New York City down through the Jersey Shore is where many lead lines may be found. In Newark, New Jersey, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A new study takes a look at rent prices across the U.S.
In the 50 largest U.S. cities, the median rent prices rose almost 20% from this time last year. That from a Realtor.com analysis of properties with two or fewer bedrooms. The biggest rent price jump, Miami, where the median rent exploded almost 50%, Tampa, a 35% increase, and Orlando, with a 34% rent increase from the previous year. Though in a state that largely avoided COVID lockdowns and that added over 211,000 residents last year. The explosion in rental costs as U.S. inflation also jumped 7.5% over the last year, the biggest increase in four decades. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The sister of convicted financial fraudster Bernie Madoff and her husband died in what investigators say is an apparent murder-suicide. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office says 87-year-old Sandra Wiener and her 90-year-old husband Marvin were found shot to death inside their Boynton Beach home last week. Madoff died in prison last year. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.